God, thank you for your anointing presence in this house, Lord Jesus. Thank you for setting the captives free. Your will be done. Let us receive this word. Let us apply it to our lives. Let us walk in it. Thank you for your victory, Lord Jesus. Your will be done. In Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen. Okay, so listen, if you want to turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms 84 and verse 10, feel free. We're going to be reading out of the ESV. If you don't feel like turning, you can follow along with the monitors. So this is our fifth week now in our little study on spiritual disciplines. We all know what spiritual disciplines are. These are the behaviors that increase. These are behaviors that increase our spiritual growth. Okay, these are things we do that help us grow in relationship, help us grow in maturity with our relationship with the Most High God. So who's down with some spiritual disciplines? Amen. Okay, so let's see. We talked about fasting. We talked about reading the scriptures, or meditating on the Lord's word, spending time in the Lord's word. We talked about prayer. We talked about praise and worship. And we know praise and worship, we do it here when we come together, but the Lord also loves it when we praise him on our own. Amen? He loves when his children want to spend time with him. Okay, and today, number five, we're talking about church attendance. Isn't that crazy that today we're talking about church attendance? Eh, God is good, and he has a sense of humor. And, hey, well, let me say this before we go any further. I totally understand that sometimes we can't be here because we have to work. We need a family day. That happens, man. Sometimes, man, you just have no time and you just need to take a little time off. I dig it. I understand it. We love it when you're here. Sometimes people get sick. These things happen. But what we want to figure out today, how important is church attendance? How important is it to be part of a local body or a local church? Let's see what the scriptures say. And believe it or not, the Bible has a lot to say about church attendance. Getting started, I want to talk to you real fast about this dude named D.L. Moody. Anybody know who D.L. Moody is? Really good, awesome, mighty man of God. Well, he's been with the Lord for a long time now. But we still see the fruit of his life going on. D.L. Moody was a big-time preacher, evangelist, publisher. Did a lot of stuff, and if you want to do a good, awesome study on a mighty man of God, look up D.L. Moody. He's one of the greats. Well, any old hoot and holler, this is what D.L. Moody said. We're talking about church attendance today, and, this is a spiritual discipline right here. You know, I know it may come across a little Sunday schoolish, but, hey, man, we're getting back to the basics right now, amen? Okay, God is good. D.L. Moody said, church attendance is as vital to a disciple. Okay, are you a disciple of the Most High God this morning? Okay, so let me get this straight. There was more than just 12 of them. Right, okay, cool. So we're servants of the Most High God. So this is what D.L. Moody says. This is his take on church attendance. Church attendance is as vital to a disciple as a transfusion of rich, healthy blood is to a sick man. Isn't that awesome? So he was very opinionated. And he said, you know what? Church attendance is very important. Okay? So we're building a case right now. We're seeing how important is church attendance. You know what? Let me see. La, da, 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 da. God is good. Okay. Now, let's look at Psalms 84 and verse 10 right there on the monitor. This is what the psalmist said. Let's see what he says. For a day in your courts. This is a good verse. This is a good verse right here. This is where our hearts need to be, Brother Dwayne. Brother Dwayne, you know what? If you don't want me calling on you, just sit in the back. But, I mean, it's like you're right there, man. Yeah, I'm glad we're buddies, man. I'm glad we're buddies. I love you so much, man. I'm definitely not picking on you. But this is where our hearts need to be, like the psalmist here, man. Okay, this is awesome. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Isn't that good? Amen. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Okay, for a day in your courts, talking about one day in church, one day fellowshipping with my brothers and sisters who see things the same way I do, one day in church worshiping the Most High God, singing him praises, giving him honor, giving him glory that he deserves, listening to the word and receiving it and walking it, one day, I can have one day or what is it, 1,000? So like 3 years. You know, like 3 years doing whatever else I could possibly ever imagine. The psalmist is like, just give me that one day, man. You know, just give me one day. I would rather be at church one day than doing anything this world has out there. Amen? This is the place I want to be. That's where our hearts need to be this morning. Amen? Hey, and you know what, man? I know sometimes we come, we don't feel like coming, but we come out of obligation. We know Brother Rick's going to call us maybe. Brother Paul's going to call. We're like, man, I don't want to deal with that. You know, or we come because, hey, this is what I do, and it's Sunday. Yeah, I'll tell you this real fast, man. I've skipped very few Sunday morning services in my life. I've been coming to church a long, long time. And even when I was out in the world, man, I came to church on Sunday mornings, but I really came to keep peace in my family. I didn't want to cause trouble, you know, or anything like that, and I wanted, you know, to support my father. I'd come late. You know the story. I'd come late and leave early. I didn't want to talk to anybody. Didn't want Larry to catch me out there and say, hey, how's it going? I saw you smoking a cigarette at the gas station. Yeah, I didn't want to deal with any of that. I didn't want no life change, but I didn't want to talk to you either. I mean, not you personally, Brother Larry, but you were here. but anyways, man, what are we talking about? Church attendance. Okay, yeah, church attendance, yeah. You got to help me out here. I need cue cards. But anyways, you know, I skipped very few days, and I was getting, you know, seeds were being planted the whole time, but the few days when I skipped, I'm talking about a few over a lot of years, when I was like, okay, I'm going to test the waters a little bit, I'm going to see what it feels like, I'm going to see how the other half lives, you know, and I just ain't going to church. I'm talking about when I didn't live at home, you know, and it happened very few times, but you know what, there was something in me, I didn't feel right. I was not comfortable. Can I get a witness? Anybody feel like that? It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel comfortable. I needed to be in the house of the Lord. Okay? So we need to have that hunger, and sometimes we do go out of obligation. You know, sometimes we do, like we said earlier, we can go for a religious check mark. Hey, you know, I got this out of the way, and now, you know, it's on. I can do whatever I want to do. Okay. None of those are really good reasons, ma'am. But let's look at it this way, or consider this, that we have an awesome blessing in the fact that we can spend extra time with other brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? We come together, and you may not have anything, this is true, man. I mean, it's really, well, you might not have much in common with the people next to you in the church, but we all love the Lord, right? And what an awesome foundation that is. But see, this is an awesome opportunity where we can spend extra time, listen to what I said, extra time in the Lord's presence, and we corporately worship Him. We corporately get into studying the Scripture. Amen? So it's a big-time blessing, man. And you know what? We don't know how many more years we're going to be allowed to meet like this. I'm not trying to scare anybody. But, hey, man, you never know, man. We can wake up tomorrow and these doors be padlocked and whatever. You don't know what's going to happen, man. Okay? But either way, we're going to worship Him. Amen. And we know from our previous studies that we need to spend time in our devotion. We need to spend time in the Lord's good book by ourselves. We need to spend time in praise and worship by ourselves. We need to spend time in prayer and hanging out with the Lord. But see, this is an awesome blessing, and we want to use every tool in God's arsenal that He has for us. Amen. So we want to come together and worship the Lord. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but man, push through. And I understand sometimes you can't make it. I dig that. But listen, okay, so far we know what D.L. Moody thinks, okay? We read an Old Testament verse, but hook me up with some New Testament, Pastor Paul. Okay, I got you, because we're in the church age, right? Okay, so check it out. Acts 2 and verse 42. Yeah, it's there on your monitor. The early church was extremely devoted to coming together. Amen? And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Okay, so they listened to the Word of God. They were under that leadership. Okay? They were under that authority. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. So if you're taking notes, write down fellowship. One of the reasons I come to church is for fellowship. Encouragement. Okay, listen, you're in the world all week long. That's just how it is. You may be the only person you work with that loves Jesus Christ. You may be the only disciple there. Okay? That's just how it is. You might be the only Christian in your classes, or you might be the only Christian in your home. I don't know. But you know what? When you come to church, this is an awesome thing, man. When you come to church, we realize, hey, I'm not alone. When we're out there, do you ever feel like, man, I am like the only Bible-believing person around here? You know what I mean? Sometimes we can feel like that. Hey, Elijah felt like that. You know, certainly we can feel like that sometimes. But see, when we come to church, we're with a bunch of folks, except for today. We're with a bunch of folks who feel the same way. We love the Lord. Okay, so we have that fellowship and we have that encouragement. Man, we come together and guess what? We can be accountable to one another. I have, Rachel Jean is my accountability buddy, believe me. Pastor Arnie McCall, he's my dear brother, and we're accountability brothers, man. You know, we call each other, we encourage each other, and stuff like that, you know. But see, that's part of being part of the body of Christ. But here and here, man, time and time again, I've texted Rick, but Rick, you know what? Let's just lock them doors, man. No, I've never actually said that. Tell the truth, shame the devil. But I have texted Rick, like, Rick, man, I need you to pray for me. And that is the truth. You know, we encourage one another. We build each other. We strengthen each other. We provoke each other. Hey, I want to challenge you, man, to live out this good book. This is one of the reasons. This is a mega blessing. And all God's people said, this is a mega blessing. Yeah, it is. It's a mega blessing. We come to church. We encourage one another. We grow in relationship with our brothers and sisters. Amen. We get to know each other. Amen. God is good, right? Did I make the point yet? We're not alone. We encourage one another. You have a family that cares for you. Some people feel isolated in their own house. Some people feel like there's absolutely nobody that really cares about me. You know, maybe that's not you, and I hope that's not you. But you know what? We come here, and we are supposed to care for each other. We are supposed to be concerned about what other people are going through. You know, this is our church family. If you're here, you feel like this is the part of the body that the Lord's put you in, then we need to get involved, and we need to get involved in people's lives, not in their business. You know what I mean? Did you see what Sister Rachel did? I'm not saying that. But you know what? Let these people know that, man, I care. I'm here for you. Amen? God is good. Everybody cool? Okay, so write this down. Fellowship, encouragement, strengthening, big-time blessing. Big time blessing. This is one of the reasons why we go to church. Let's go to the next slide. And it's an act of obedience. Hey, enough said right there. God says, I want you to come to church. Coming to church. Just because you come to church, that don't mean you're saved. I think we all understand that, right? Certainly we understand that just sitting in a pew does not save your soul. I mean, I did it for about 10 years, man, before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Okay, but see, God expects us, like everything we've talked about so far in the study, these are things that God expects us to do. Amen. Church attendance is part of that. He expects me to do this. Look at Hebrews 10:24. Okay. Oh man, God is good, right? And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Okay, so there's that encouragement thing again. There's that fellowship thing again right there in verse 24. We get involved in a body. We commit ourselves to a church, you know, and I know this church isn't for everybody. You know, everybody's welcome here, you know. We want you to feel welcome here. But, you know, you may want to go to another church. Just go to a Bible-believing church, you know. Go to a church that preaches the Word of God and doesn't add to it, don't take away it. You know what I mean? Okay, but see, there's that fellowship thing again. You see that? And let us consider how to stir up one another. Hey, I'm going to challenge you. You know, we need that stuff. Iron sharpens iron, right? We need to be there for one another. I want to encourage you. Hey, man, I've had a horrible week this week, man. Well, let me just tell you what the scripture said. Let's pray about this. You see what I'm saying? We need this stuff. Okay, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. You see that? And good works. I get involved in this community of believers, and we're going to spur each other. We're going to encourage each other to bear fruit. That's what we're here for, to give God glory and to bear much fruit. Amen? So we want to take back the ground that Satan has stolen. We want to be there to encourage one another and bear good fruit. Y'all with me? 25. not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Okay, so let's break this verse apart. Verse 25, not neglecting to meet together. There it is right there. God says, hey, I want you guys to meet together. Don't neglect it. Don't put it off. Come to church. Get involved in a church. Let's encourage one another. Build each other up. Amen? As is the habit of some. So even back then in the early church, people were falling away, man. You know, there's that temptation. Had it back then too. Did y'all know that? Sure enough. Read it. Look it up. There was that temptation, man. There was that persecution. A lot was pulling people away. But what's God saying? Hey, go to church. You see other people going off and leaving the church and getting back into the life of sin? Don't let that be you, okay? You need to be part of a body because why? We encourage one another. We build each other up. We strengthen one another. Amen? But it's right here in the verse. As it is the habit of some, but encourage one another. Okay, Sister Dana, I'm not the smartest kid in the world. You know that. You were my Sunday school teacher. You know you had to give me a lot of special attention. Okay, anyways, I see a trend going on here, guys. We come to church, and one of the main reasons we come to church is to encourage one another. Y'all got it? I'm just going over what the book says. Okay, build each other, strengthen each other. As is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Okay, now that's important too. You know, just because there's massive fires, floods, wars, rumors of wars, killer bees, all this stuff, all this gasoline prices plummeting, Lord help us, all this stuff going on, that doesn't mean the, you know, the return of Christ. You know, God's imminent. God's coming back. You know what I mean? Because all these things are going on because persecution is on the rise. Hey, you know what? It's not the most popular thing in the world to be a Christian right now. Did y'all get that? Did y'all figure that out yet? Yeah. But you know what? You don't live in Syria, right? Okay, but like I said, we could wake up in a completely different world one day. You know, but just because this craziness is going on and there's all these things pulling on you, don't stop coming to church, but increase it. Get together. Why, man? Because we need to encourage one another, build each other up. All right, God is good. Amen. Okay, next slide. Okay, here's the funny thing. So if you're taking notes, big-time blessing, fellowship, and encouragement. Another reason to go to church is to be obedient to the Lord. Okay, I want to be obedient. What did he say? He said, don't neglect it. Make it a habit. Make it a practice. We come to church also. We come to church to honor the Lord, to give him glory. Amen? That's what we've been called to do. You were created to give him glory. You were created to give him honor. He is worthy of our praise. Amen? Psalm 22 and verse 22. This is David right here. Anybody like King David? Dude was awesome, wasn't he? I like David because he wasn't perfect. You know, he made some big mistakes, man. You know, got the murder thing, the adultery thing going on and all that. God used them. God restored them. Amen. So listen, let this be an encouragement to somebody out there that you haven't went too far, right? God can use you. God wants to use you. God wants to bless. God wants to restore. God is good. Psalms 22 and verse 22. We come to give God glory. We come to give him honor. I will tell of your name to my brothers. Okay, so David's talking about, I'm going to tell my brothers about you. So he's not necessarily talking about the kids he grew up with. He's talking about the other believers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell of your name. Now, we got to do a little history, and I'm not real super good on this. But see, in the Bible days, names meant who you were. Names would represent your character. You see what I'm saying? Make sense? Like Jacob's name was Jacob meant supplanter, heel catcher, deceiver, and that was his characteristics. That's his personality until he got thrown down on the mat by the Lord God Jehovah, right? And then he came up Israel. Isn't that awesome? Hey, you know what? Israel means God prevail. God prevails. You know that God prevails? Did you know that? His plan is going to come to pass. Okay, so Jacob was a deceiver, but God grabbed a hold of him. Boom, I'm a new person. I'm a new creation. See, we're all new creations in Christ, Kevin. You've accepted Jesus Christ. The old Kevin's dead, man, but that old Kevin wants to rise up sometimes and get involved in stuff it shouldn't get involved in, right? Amen? But see, you're a new creation. Jacob came up Israel. God prevails. God's plan is going to happen for this church, for your life, and let's just stop fighting it. You know what I mean? Let's get involved. Let's dig in. Amen? And so we encourage one another by coming to fellowship with one another. Amen? Okay. I will tell of your name to my brothers. So there it is again. Booyah. I'm not ashamed to be a servant of the Most High God. I don't care if you see the Jesus fish on the back of my car, man. I put it on there. You know what I mean? And Rachel's the one that broke the little Darwin legs off of your fish. No, I'm playing. That's illegal. As far as I know, that's illegal. And we wouldn't do nothing like that anyways. We just pray for folks like that. Amen. But right, never mind. God is good. I will tell of your name to my brothers. I will tell my brothers and sisters in Christ. I will tell my loved ones of that you are my shepherd. You are my strong tower. You are my banner. You are my victory. I'm going to brag about you. I'm going to encourage my, hey, I'm going through a hard time, Pastor Paul. Well, the Lord God Jehovah saves, man. He can get us through this. He goes before us. He makes the crooked places straight. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. We come to encourage. I will tell of your name to my brothers in the midst of the congregation. That sounds like church to me. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. See, there it is, man. I will praise you. I come to church. He wants me to come to church. Hey, it's good enough because he says, hey, don't deny it. Keep doing it. I don't feel like it. Come to church. You'll change your mind when you get here. My dad was famous for saying, I try and get out of school. I got siblings. Rhonda, do you remember this? Maybe he did it to you. Rhonda was his favorite, but no, I'm playing. He did. He loved his daughter. Rhonda was his only daughter, and she really, really loved her. But he loved us all. But, dude, listen, I would try and get out of school sometimes. Sometimes I'd be sick. Sometimes I'd just be sick of school. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, Dad, I don't feel good, you know. I don't want to go to school. And he said, get up and move around. You'll feel better. You remember that, Rhonda? Get up. You'll feel better. Just walk. No, that's the wrong ideal. I don't feel good. Therefore, I need to just lay down and watch TV, you know. He's like, yeah, get up and move around. You'll feel better. Like, no. But anyways, sometimes we don't feel like going to church. But you know what? If you come to church and you get here and you start worshiping the Most High God, you'll feel better. You'll change. You'll get encouraged. Amen? That's why we need to come. Amen? Okay. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You exist to praise him, and he loves it when the family comes together. Amen. He loves it when we all come together and say, well, you know, we're going to praise you today. We're going to worship you. I know, you know, life ain't exactly been how I wanted to go this week, but you know what? You're still a good God, a loving God. I'm going to praise you because you are worthy. Amen. Revelations 4 and verse 11, those of you that need a reason. And you know what? We get into the scriptures when I get discouraged, man. And it does happen. Rachel will vouch for that. I get into the scriptures. And there's encouragement. I begin to pray, and there's encouragement. You know what I mean? But listen, Revelations 4 and 11. So, Rick, let it be known, I've officially preached out of Revelations. In 4 years. Hey, that day's coming, man. But see, I went to this teaching seminar, and they said, only old people need to preach on Revelations. Because if you're wrong, you can just retire. You know? Yeah. But, man, that day's coming, man. We're gonna get into some of that stuff in all the good Lord's timing. Amen? Okay, any old hoot and holler, Revelations 4 and verse 11. They really did say that, by the way. But Revelations 4 and verse 11, worthy are you, O Lord and God. There's only one true God, and he handpicked you to be his servant, Donnie. He created you. He saved you. He formed you. He called you. You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. That's our job. That's our job. The angels do it. The mountains do it. The rivers do it. The rocks will do it if we don't do it. God's going to get his glory. And he says, man, that's why you're here. That's why you're here, because I get glory when you encourage your brother and sister. I get glory when you spread my love, when you encourage those that don't even know me yet. Amen? Are y'all with me? Okay. Praise the Lord. Settle down. Worthy are you, Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. That's cool. That's good, right? For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Man, that's awesome, dude. When you think about it, that God picked you out to be on this earth. I know I hit that a lot, but you know what, man? I mean, honest to goodness, dude, you know, I wouldn't have picked you guys. You know what I mean? I'm playing. You guys are awesome. You're awesome. Okay. Tell the truth. I got to be honest with you. Okay. So we are blessed by fellowship, by encouragement, by growing in relationship with brothers and sisters in Christ. It shows obedience. Amen. And it shows that we love the Lord. We exist to give him glory, to give him honor. Okay. Next slide. Okay. Now here's the deal. This is what I'm going to tell you guys, man. Is all these cats that skipped out today? Dude, man, this sermon is like, we are like almost done with it. So we're just going to move on to the next topic. That ain't a joke, man. No, I'm playing. Oh, God is good. Are y'all having a good time in the house of the Lord? Okay. We grow in the Lord. Write that down. We are strengthened spiritually. We grow in the Lord. Come to church. We are strengthened spiritually. We grow in the Lord. Amen? Romans 10 and 17. Let's read that. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So I hear the word of Christ. And guess what? My faith grows. The more I get into the good book, the more I see God as faithful, and my faith grows. What's faith? About the easiest way as I can say it is we trust in the Lord. We trust when all around me is sinking sand, when nothing really adds up, I trust in the Lord because I know he is faithful. So, you know, I know we're supposed to do our Bible study, and I know a lot of us do that on our own. That a lot of us, we get into the Scriptures every day, and we don't need to reject that or neglect that, okay? But sometimes it is good to hear someone else talk to you or teach or instruct, amen? You know, when you look at the Gospels, we have four books all about the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. They're all the same, but there's little differences, you know? This is Luke's viewpoint. Like if there was a car wreck out here, heaven forbid, you know, but there's a car wreck, and Rick McCleary's on the other side of the street. He's going to get it from. He sees the same thing, but he's got a little different angle. So he says, "Well, this is what happened." And then I have the point of view where I see it like this. It's all the same thing. So the point I'm trying to make is you're going to get the truth and the awesomeness out of your personal Bible study, but sometimes it's good to hear, often it's good to hear what the Lord also showed somebody else. And we apply that to our lives, amen? So we're going to grow our faith, we're going to grow spiritually. You see what I'm saying? Some people, you know, have their church pastor, and you know what? That church pastor ain't going to visit you at the hospital. Oh, yeah. What? Dude, I was like, man, that's killer. How come no one got that? Dude, I was like, I just threw like a slam dunk of gold nuggets out there, and it's like, here, crickets. So, okay, Rick McClary, who is listening, that's awesome. What did I just say? What did I say? What's wrong? Your church pastor, is that what I said? Okay. Yeah, I'll visit you in the hospital. I'll do that. I don't mind doing that. I enjoy doing that. I get out of the house, you know, you get that all the hand sanitizer you can handle. Yeah, I'm hitting all of them, man, on the way to your room. I'm like, you know what I mean? I love it. You know what hand sanitizer's for? Oh, no, to show you cuts that you never even knew you had. Right? Because it does, man. That junk stings. Like, ooh. But you can't stop doing it, man. I'm like obsessive compulsive with that stuff, dude. I'll, like, get kicked out of the ER. I'm like, me dripping off my hand. Like, better safe than sorry. What's wrong with you? Okay, anyways, God is good. We're talking about church attendance, and that's important because we fellowship with one another. We grow in relationship with our brothers and sisters. We encourage, amen, we challenge one another. God wants us to do it, so it shows obedience. It shows our love and affection and commitment. I'm not ashamed. We give him honor. We give him glory. And here's the awesome blessing. When I come, I grow spiritually. Amen? Right? Ain't that what we're talking about? Okay, God is good. Oh, yes. Your TV pastor ain't going to visit you in the hospital. He ain't going to do it, right? He ain't going to preach your funeral, right? God wants us to be in a family, a local family, a congregation, and he wants you to get involved, man. Okay. Yada, yada. God is good. Luke 11 and 28. This is good right here. But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Okay, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We got to hear the word, okay, but we got to keep it. We got to live it. We got to apply it to our lives. Amen? So you can have a Bible study, and man, let's do that tomorrow morning before you go to work or whatever. Get into the word of God, but let it minister to you and then walk it out. And that's tough sometimes, but that's where the spiritual growth comes from. That's where the victory comes from. Amen? Y'all, but when you hear the word of God here, too, don't just say, oh, I don't like that. I don't agree with that. You know, fact check it. Get into the word of God. If it's true, we need to live it out. Amen? And I'm not gonna deceive anybody or make it up. But listen, we live it out. We walk in the word. Amen? Cool? Everybody cool with that? But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it, or do it, live it. Very similar verse, James 1 and 22. But be doers of the word. That's us. Who wants to be doers of the word? That's what we're called to be. Okay? We're all about being obedient to the Most High God. He says, I want you to do this. Okay? You can memorize memory verses. You can write them down. You can put them on the refrigerator. You can get a tattoo of John 3:16. It don't matter, which we're all doing that. I'm playing. God is good. Sister Claudia keeps pushing that, though. She's like, we got to get this. Okay, but be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Okay, so don't deceive yourselves. Don't fool yourself. Do what the word says. But we got to hear the word. We got to hear it. We got to read it. And then we follow it. Amen? Okay, I'll just say it like this. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron. And one man sharpens another. There's that encouragement again. There's that challenging. You know what I mean? That world's coming against us from every side. There's all these temptations and all these things coming against us. But see, we come together. We grow in relationship, we grow in the word of God, we grow spiritually, and we're constantly encouraging each other to go that extra mile, to grow. Amen? Okay, next slide. This is really, really cool, and I'm excited about this one. When we come together, God shows up in power. Isn't that cool? When we come together, God shows up in power. Okay, so when we come together to honor the Lord God, he comes and hangs out with us. He inhabits the praises of his people. So when we come together, he's like, yeah, man, I'm down with that. Let's fellowship. Amen. Let me sow into your life. Okay. I was more excited about that than you guys were. But anyways, Leviticus 26 and verse 8. This is good right here. Five of you shall chase 100. Isn't that awesome? Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Okay, so what we need to understand is we are in a real war, a real spiritual war, where we have a real enemy that is seeking who he can devour, who he can destroy. We'll use any means necessary to destroy your family, to destroy your life, to get these doors locked in this church, to make everybody fade away. He hates your guts, man. But see, there's something about when we come together and unite our faith. Amen. That strength is multiplied. God is just awesome that way. We come together. Oh, man. He shows up in mighty power. Awesome things happen when we come together. I've been at some amazing church services, man. We're just blown away what happens when people come together and we unite our faith, man. He shows up in power. Amen? Okay, I ain't lying to you. Okay, Matthew 18 and 20. For where two or three are gathered, you ever heard this before? Sounds like Bible study night. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. So he's here with us right now. He shows up. And you, man, did anyone really? I feel his presence right now. But did y'all feel Jesus this morning? Man, he is good. You know what? And when we get alone in our prayer time, he shows up there too. I mean, he's giving me some awesome stuff by myself. But there's just something about when we come together, he's like, man, man. And he loves it when we don't leave him out. You know what I'm saying? Let that sink in. But we're here to give him honor. We're here to give him glory. Boom, he's here with us, man. He shows up mightily. Amen? Okay, God is good. This is about to get you guys excited. Acts 2:42-44. That's the end of this sermon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you can tell your church family that they skipped the wrong day. God is good, man. Whoever was meant to be here is here. Amen. Okay. So anyways, now listen. Our strength is multiplied. I want you to write this down if you're writing things down. As if anybody, never mind. Our strength is multiplied when we come together and combine our faith. It's just amazing what happens, man. Acts 2 and verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. So they came together and had church, real deal church, man. Came to give God glory, come to praise him, come to listen to the teaching and the fellowship, the encouragement, the breaking of the bread. That's partaking in the Lord's Supper, worshiping him, being thankful for what he has done. But that's also feasting together, growing in relationship. Amen? God is good. So that's what the early church did, and that's what we need to do. Verse 43. Okay, so they come together to honor the Lord and worship him. And check this out. And awe. All God's people said, awe. Awe. Okay. And reverence came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. So that's what I'm talking about. We come together to honor the Most High God, uniting our faith, and God shows up in power. And chains can be broken off of people. Amen? So we come together. It's a needful thing. And God wants us to do it. Amen? And awe came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Verse 44. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. So everybody in the church was on the same page. They were unified. You know, we can do some awesome things when we all come to give God glory and give him honor. and we're all on the same page. I'm not here to visit my buddy. I'm not here because I feel obligated. I'm not here for my religious check mark. But I'm here because I love the Lord, and I want to praise Him with everything that I am. Then He will show up in a mighty way, and He does show up in a mighty way. And people's lives are changed, man. Okay, y'all with me? Okay. God is good. The Lord expects us to come to church. It's true. It's in the Bible. I already read that. He does. He wants us to come to church. Father God, we love You. We praise You. Lord God, let us be what You've called us to be. Give us a hunger to be everything that You've called us to be, Lord Jesus. Let us hunger and thirst for righteousness so You will fill us up. And we love You and praise You. In Christ's wonderful, precious, holy name we pray. Amen. Okay, so listen.